You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Russian emergency officials say at least 17 migrant workers have been killed in a fire which swept through a printing plant warehouse in Moscow. Saturday's fire in the Russian capital has renewed concerns over safety standards in the country and the plight of migrants. Stefan Boss reports.
Rescue services rush as smoke illuminates the skies over parts of Moscow. But they arrive too late to save many lives. The Russian Emergencies Ministry has confirmed that as the fire was being extinguished, firefighters discovered a room cut off by a massive blaze in this printing plant's warehouse. After breaking a wall into the room, they found more than a dozen bodies. Those who died were all migrant workers from the former Soviet Republic of Kyrgyzstan. Ilya Denisov, who heads the Moscow branch of the emergency services, says the fire was almost certainly caused by a faulty lamp on the first floor of the warehouse. He explains that where the lamp was, there were a lot of flammable liquids and paper products. The fire immediately spread over the whole area and through the elevator shaft to the second floor. He adds that a lot of paper products and flammable liquids were also located near the elevator shaft and that the fire immediately spread there as well. He recalls that at least 16 people were in the changing room, which had only one exit. Unfortunately, he says, they all died. They could not be saved. Denisov adds that during firefighting, we managed to save 3 people from the first floor and 8 people from the fourth floor, on the opposite side of the building. Several workers were taken to hospital with burns, but at least one of them later died. The fire has raised new questions about the working conditions faced by impoverished migrants in Russia. Lax fire safety standards and corrupt officials refusing to enforce them have often been blamed for such incidents in the country. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.